This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Sunday, as part of its unique multimedia Pulse series at the Chemo Theater in downtown Albuquerque, the New Mexico Philharmonic hosts an afternoon of music and film. Scenes from two locally produced documentaries will be screened, along with live performances of the orchestral and choral music that was specially composed for those films. Joining us this morning is the Emmy-winning producer and director of those documentaries, New Mexico filmmaker Chris Schuler. Chris, first of all, tell us about the two films that the audience will watch scenes from Sunday afternoon.
The first one they'll see, we're going to start the show with this, is The First Millimeter Healing the Earth. Some people say it's about dirt. I say it's about global warming. And it sort of highlights the efforts of an organization called Holistic Management International that is doing things all over the world to help farmers and ranchers change the way they work so that it actually heals the earth and increases their yield. And along the way, solves part of the global warming problem. It's a fascinating story that people, I think, will really enjoy. The second one is called Looking In, Kids Who Are Homeless, and it focuses on 16,000 homeless kids in the state of New Mexico. We follow four of those children. We learn about them. We learn about what happened to them and why this occurred. And in the process of doing that, it really changes your perception on homelessness, why this happens, how this happens.
You've produced dozens of films. Why did you choose these two films to share in this particular situation?
These films, I won't say they're dependent on the music, but the music is such a wonderful accompaniment to the message. Music has emotion and has heart. It grabs people's souls in a way that visual imagery or talking can't. And the composer for them, Jeff Jolly, and I worked very closely together to create music that would take people into these topics in a way that they've never been touched before. And I think it does that. And this will be a first, I think, for New Mexico to do it this way and to have people see what they're going to see.
Exactly what is going to happen? There are going to be scenes from these two documentaries.
Yes. What we've done is we've pulled out essentially the open 5 to 10 minutes of both films and the close 5 to 10 minutes of both films. And then we pulled out what we call the M&E track, the music and effects tracks. So that they will see on the huge screen at the Chemo. The Philharmonic will be underneath that. They will be playing the score while we're seeing the piece and hearing the piece. And on top of that, which makes it even more interesting, for the Healing the Earth piece on global warming, one of our focuses was children because they're the ones that are going to inherit what we leave them. Right. So we had children from all over the world sing parts throughout the piece. We had some local children do the actual final theme piece called Dancer. The Albuquerque Boys Chorus is going to be doing that part to it live with the Philharmonic during that show. Then for the other show, the homeless show, we used a piece. The primary piece was called Let Justice Roll, and it's a gospel piece. And we went to New Hope Baptist Full Gospel Church on Pennsylvania and Indian School and said, would you be interested in participating with us? And they said, we would love to do this, especially because the message is so good. So their whole choir is going to be there at the Chemo.
On stage.
With the Philharmonic, singing the parts as we're seeing the imagery on the screen. It's going to be pretty spectacular.
Wow. Scenes from two documentaries by New Mexico filmmaker Chris Schuler, along with live musical accompaniment by the New Mexico Philharmonic and guests, will be presented Sunday afternoon at 4 at the Chemo Theater in downtown Albuquerque. For tickets, go to nmphil.org. For information on Chris Schuler's films, go to christopherproductions.org. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.